Hey, yo, listen, it's going down just like this.
Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. Thank you so much for checking us, sister, out. I really appreciate you. Listen, we're going to have an interesting discussion this morning based on a story out of the Midwest. And I'll get into it a little bit more, but the basic question is, do you think too many people, and maybe yourself included, have a hard time being happy when others are blessed? Ooh, we're going to talk about that blessing hating secretly. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes, but right now we're going to start off with a moment of inspiration.
Yes, he is. Oh, on time.
Yes, yes, yes. He is an on-time God. Yes, he is. Love it, love it, love it. We are Philly's Praise 103.9 FM, your inspiration station. And don't forget, our Be Beautiful Expo is coming up on Saturday, March 14th, just a little ways away, about 2 weeks away. It's going to be amazing. Lots of artists will appear at the expo, and we hope you are going to appear at the expo because it's going to be wonderful. Some of the people who will be there, in addition to your favorite Praise 103.9 folks, Dorinda Clark Cole, Vashawn Mitchell, JJ Harrison, Jason Nelson, Jessica Reedy, Anita Wilson, and more. So make sure you visit our website, praisephilly.com, for tickets and additional information. And a good morning to you. I'm Tiffany Bacon. This is Praise in the City. Thank you so much for checking us, sister, out. Joining me in studio is my offsite producer and dear friend to the show, Mr. Donovan West. Good morning, Donovan.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
All right, so I prefaced today's topic by saying, are too many people hating on other folks' blessings secretly, perhaps? Because, you know, especially if you're in the church, you sure enough can't show all that outwardly. But some people might have a little problem if others are being blessed. And let me give you the story that started this topic. Perhaps you have heard about the plight of a man by the name of James Robertson. He is from Detroit, Michigan. And it was widely reported in the press that this man walks over 20 some odd miles to work every day. Walks 20 miles. Some people don't even live 20 miles from their job, but I'm saying this man walked 20 miles to work every day. His car broke down about 10 years ago. He only makes $10.55 an hour at his factory job, and he said that after a while, he just got used to walking. So he never purchased a car. Well, once the story got out, there was a college student who just felt so inspired by this man's determination to just continue on his journey to stay employed at this specific job that this college student started a GoFundMe, which is an online fundraising campaign that anybody can start for any reason, basically. And this college student started this GoFundMe site to help this man get a car. That site raised over $310,000. So needless to say, he could buy several cars if he wanted to. He was actually gifted a Ford Taurus, 2015 Ford Taurus, which he absolutely loves. But here is the caveat. So after all of this, apparently this man, James Robertson, had a girlfriend that he was living with, but he had to pay rent in this space where he was living. And all of a sudden, all the people he knows started acting a little funny and trying to find ways to get in his pockets. So he felt compelled to leave where he lived. He did not feel safe anymore. And especially in the neighborhood that he lives in, he really didn't feel safe knowing that his face is out there, knowing that everybody knows that he has $310,000 and a new car. He was given a police escort to a secret location and is in the process of moving. So that just sparked a conversation between Donovan and I, and we were just like, you know, I've seen too many accounts, including with this story online, on Facebook. I saw a thread where someone posted this story, and there was no, oh, wow, that's great response. It was, man, somebody's lying. I got this and I got that. Nobody's raising any money from me. So wait a minute. Because somebody is being blessed, right. Because somebody is actually minding their business, staying true to their journey, whatever that journey is, someone sees it and says, you know what? I want to help you because I am inspired by your determination. Let me do this for you. Now, all of a sudden, there's all this hate. And the man didn't even ask for this publicity. He's been doing this walk for 10 years.
Right.
If he was looking for publicity, he would have done it 10 years ago.
No, No.
Seriously.
This little college boy didn't even know this dude at all.
He didn't. The college boy that started the GoFundMe didn't know this man. And he is like the apple of the eye of his employer, because his employer is like, man, you're like the model employee. I tell everybody else, if James can get to work, y'all can get to work.
Exactly. Exactly. Hasn't missed a day in how many years?
10.
You know, it's ridiculous. So
hasn't been late and hasn't missed a day.
Exactly. So that kind of resolve, that kind of, you know, humility, you know, just an unspoken hero, so to speak, you know. And here's the scary thing about it. We were talking about it and we asked the question, is it how much is too much? You know, at some, do you think that people can be happy, and then when it gets to a certain level, perhaps maybe if he got just the car, they would have been okay. Maybe if he just got, you know, 10,000 or 15,000, you know, that whole crabs in a barrel mindset, right? That's existed since, you know,
forever.
Exactly. Exactly. Can't even go back that far. But, you know, at what point do you actually, you know, pause and say, okay, hold on, check yourself. You know, it is good for him. I am happy for him. Obviously, you know, many people that may be right next door to him may stop and pause and say, well, how are you going to spend that? Yeah, but it's one thing when you sit there and say, wow, he has 300 and whatever thousand dollars. And he, literally, we were just walking the other day, and now he's, you know, he's where he's at. What about me? Again, it depends on who you are. The scary part about it is so many strangers, those who are not even related, those who are not in the circle, and the kind of response that, that, you know, that we saw online. That's very scary.
It's very scary. And so we wanted to discuss this with you, the listening community. I want to open the floor, have you call in to answer the question. One, and be really honest. If you want to be anonymous, that's fine. But be really honest so we can kind of dig through some of the murk of this, because I see it a lot. I see it on Facebook. I see it in the street. I see it wherever. But do you have trouble being happy when others are blessed? And if you don't, what do you think is the reason why people have trouble being happy when others are blessed? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. 215-263-1039. Or do you have trouble being happy when others are blessed? If not, why do you think people have trouble being happy when others are blessed? And it's, please, be honest. If you are somebody who says, yeah, well, what about me? I have this going on. Nobody helps me. Nobody offers me anything. Please call in. We want to know why you feel that way when someone else is being blessed. And this is not a, we're going to bash on you. We're going to pick on you. And you can remain anonymous if you so choose. That is perfectly fine. But we definitely want to hear from you. 215-263-1039. So what do you think?
I think, I mean, you know, I took it to the streets the minute that I, you know, when we were talking, and I asked in different circles, and you hear that a lot, where people tie it back to their personal struggle, their personal situation. And, you know, I think there's still this overarching thought or theme behind, you know, I do this hard work, and then, you know, at the end of the movie, I'll also be rewarded. And that's not a reality. You know, that's something that's more of a lottery, right?
Right.
And I think that's where it is, where people are saying, well, I work hard, I'm dedicated, this is what I do. You know, I'm God-fearing X, Y, and Z. And so why hasn't, you know, a blessing hit me in that same light? And I think many times we put blessings in a certain, you know, category in terms of what it really means to us versus what, you know, what other blessings you may actually have. And you know, instead of just being happy for the fact that here is somebody who may among us, right, have a struggle and didn't ask but was blessed nonetheless, why not just, again, look at that as another example of just how people can be good to someone else without, you know, without them being, you know, asked to do it or to be that resource. And perhaps use that as a catalyst for some additional hope in your life.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. And this is the thing that really irritated me when I saw the thread on Facebook. I'm reading the comments of all these people, and everybody just about had negative things to say. Doubting the fact that the story was real. Why can't this be me? Because I have this and I have that. Did we skip over the fact that the man walked to work over 20 miles every day for 10 years.
Exactly.
Years, boo-boo.
Exactly.
Not days, not weeks.
So we should just go back to every person that made a comment and say, did you do that?
Would you do that? Not
exactly.
Did you?
Right.
Would you?
Right, right.
If your car broke down today, would you walk to work or would you just say, I got to quit my job?
How about we pose a question? Would you do that for 10 years so that you can get the $300,000 at the end of the 10 years?
How many people would last?
Let me be the first to say I wouldn't. I would not. Okay. So,
and Detroit?
Nah.
You think we have winter. They have winter.
Exactly. And do you and are you guys, you know, contributing winter to the security outfit, you know, to and
right
from work?
Right.
If you see me walking to and from work, really?
Right.
Philly
right
streets, yeah. Stop playing.
Right. So that just really annoyed me. And I just started to think, you know, a lot of us at various times in life, you might be feeling bitter about this, that, and such. Something that's going on in your life. You're like, I need some relief. I need some relief. I feel like I'm by myself. I need some relief. But then you see somebody else getting blessed. And immediately you start thinking, well, what about me?
Right.
What is that?
I don't know. You know, the scary thing about it is a friend of mine, literally about a week ago, came into some money, a little over $400,000.
Nice.
And when they called me, I promise you, they sounded like they were perhaps in a bunker somewhere. They're like, Donovan, listen, I got a question. I came into some money. I'm not going to tell you how much, but I need to know what the next step is for me, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I used to do financial planning and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I was talking about some things and, you know, estate planning and getting the right lawyers and blah, blah, blah in place. And he was like, well, thanks, man. You know, and I'll you know, as soon as it all clears through, I'll take care of you. I said, no, stop, pause. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm glad that you felt that you could trust me enough with this information. And hey, congratulations, you know,
right,
seriously. And he was like, thanks, because I've been really thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was scary. It was real scary, the fact that he had to talk in this way.
Like
and
he
felt
was
like,
in a bunker.
You know, seriously, he felt like, it sounded like he was isolated from everything.
Because you would have to be.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, think about it. If you came into that kind of money, how many people could you not tell?
You're right. I mean, you know, we had the lottery recently, right?
Yes.
A huge lottery. I think it was the third largest in the country. And, and you know, everyone started asking the question, well, what if you won?
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, I'm one of those fans of I would remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was somebody in Puerto Rico that won.
Mm-hmm.
And
we ain't seen that person's face.
No, they went anonymous because they know what it is. And then you had the brave young lady who has the four children, right?
Mm-hmm.
Three daughters and a son with cerebral palsy. And she went out there nice, you know, in public, 26 years of age, right?
Yeah.
Unemployed. Prior to that, she was in fast food and also retail, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, again,
a
blessing for her. But again, you know, I wish her and her family the best, you know, winning $126 million. That's in her pocket after the original number was, I think, was 188,
mm-hmm.
188 million.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only imagine, you know, again, what she's going through and it's a blessing, but at the end of the day, you know, they say here's 188, million. Where are you going to live? And you and your family.
What gated community are you moving
exactly
to?
What part of the world, perhaps,
right,
you know, depending on the situation. So
right. Yeah. So yeah, let's hear from you. We want to open up the phone lines and allow you to speak on this topic. Our question to you, our beautiful listening audience, is: do you have trouble celebrating somebody else's blessing? If not, why do you think some people do? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go to Nettie calling in from Yaden, PA. Nettie, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. I am so happy for the man. I'm so thankful because some of us won't even walk 1 second outside the door to get to the job. Don't
you
even
right
want a job.
You right.
So I'm so happy for the man. I pray that they continue to bless him.
Mm-hmm.
He deserve it. 10 years.
Yes, indeed.
He deserves it.
Now, tell me, do you have trouble? Have you ever had trouble celebrating somebody else's blessing?
Never. I'm happy. I don't have to know the people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy for anybody. Whatever you have, this is a spoon. I'm happy for you.
So let me ask you, what do you think is at the root
of the people who do.
The root cause is jealousy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Short, sweet, love it. Thank you so much. Thank you, Miss Nettie. Thank you for listening, and you have a blessed and awesome day.
Same to you. Be blessed.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to Cheryl calling in from West Oak Lane. Cheryl, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I'd just like to say God bless all of you at that station, and what you do for us is awesome.
Awesome. Thank you.
I celebrate your journey to continue to be on the airwaves and giving out God's unconditional love.
Yes.
I just wanted to comment that that man worked 10 years to his employment, and he never thought one time about, you know, getting that car. He thought about being a blessing to that job, to that employer. And I applaud him. I am happy for him. I am so elated for him. And may God continue to bless his life. People who are so against this or bucking up against this, I think the root of it, I agree with Natty. It's jealousy. It's a lot of jealousy. And I had this conversation with a friend of mine. You know, she asked me the question. She says, what do you think the worst sin that a person could have? And when she, you know, we pondered a little bit. And when she said jealousy, I said, girl, you deep.
Because it starts a whole lot of mess.
Yes, it does.
It starts a whole lot of mess.
I just know that there are people that would not have done that. And for someone to have peeped into his life, saw his struggle, and wanted to be a blessing to him, I think that we need more of that in our world. Yes, what a good world that would be.
You are telling the truth today.
God be the glory.
Amen. Thank you so much for your wonderful comments, and I definitely thank you for listening.
Yes, yes, and you also have a blessed day, everyone in that station.
All right, thank you. You do the same.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Kathy calling in from Northeast Philadelphia. Kathy, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
Well, thank you. How are you?
You know, I listen to your show as often as I can.
Awesome.
I thank God. I just want to say that, yes, I was in a position to where I had that type of money. And it wasn't what my brother did, is to walk to work for 10 years. But God blessed me with that type of money. And I, you know, I know he'll do it again. I was foolish. I was foolish. And my husband passed away. I'm a widow, no kids, married for 27 years. I just thank God for just blessing us, because this is the type of things that we know that God can do.
Right.
You know, we just have to just stand firm and just know that God will do it. And, you know, just like in my situation, he did it then and he'll do it again.
Amen. So let me ask
you. God of a second chance.
So let me ask you, what do you think is the root of the jealousy of some people who have an issue celebrating another's blessing? So we understand the root is jealousy.
It comes anger, because they're angry with God. You know, they're angry with him because he didn't bless them, but they shouldn't be angry with him, because God wants to bless us all on this earth. But there's a process in it.
Right.
And one process is being obedient.
Amen.
And doing what God calls us to do on this earth. And he will bless. That's his promise. That's his promise. And, you know, I mean, it's just envy. They're not content with the things that they have. God wants us to be content in any situation that we're in.
Right.
And just praise him and just love him.
Amen.
You know, and I tell you, my sister, right now, I got so much stuff because, like I said, I had that type of money. I have so much things that I just, and what God is showing me, Kathy, you have to give it away. You're going to have to give things away, because if you don't, you have to have a spirit of giving and be grateful.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, because I can't take this with me.
Right.
When I see my father face to face, I'm going to be naked and I ain't going to have nothing.
My soul was spread out to him, and I have to be account of my stewardship on this earth.
Amen.
So that I just give God all the praise and glory and honor, and I just thank y'all for allowing me to share.
Oh,
you know, and I hope that I would, I hope that I'm able to help somebody, you know, to go forward.
Okay.
In this journey.
Thank you so much. I truly appreciate your comments, and I thank you for listening this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You have a blessed
day.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Brittany calling in from North Philadelphia. Brittany, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So what are your thoughts on this, Brittany?
I think part of the reason why a lot of people may be jealous of others is because I think it's just comparison. Like, a lot of times you may not see yourself in that position, and it's like you can't really be happy for a person because maybe where you are at that given time.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a couple situations like that with people and friends and stuff like that. But what I tried to do, and I even had some friends that even told me that they have a tendency of being that way, and that's what helped me to understand. Like, I started to think that they maybe were, like, I was kind of like mad, like, well, how could you be jealous of me? We're supposed to be friends, family, whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they expressed it to me that the reason why they're that way, it's because they see themselves, they compare themselves.
Mm.
It's like, you know, I can't see myself. I mean, basically, they're saying, like, I'm here, and I, you know, sometimes it's like they almost look at someone that's in that position, like, oh, well, you know, they think they're better. But I'm like, well, when it was specifically directed to me, I said, well, you know, I don't think I'm better than you. And she was like, well, no, it's just, you know, she pretty much just broke it down exactly what it was. But I realized I had to just still continue to just show her love and realize that it wasn't that she wasn't my friend. I think some people just really have problems in that area where it's like, you know, they may have grown up in a different situation than you or something like that. And it's, you know, they have a, but really it comes down to comparison. Like, I think if everyone just stays in their own lane, like, I can never do what you do. Like, you know, if everyone does their own thing, you know what I mean? Like, I think, I can only be the best me. You can only be the best you.
Right. You can't be the best me, and I can't be the best you.
Right.
I get it. I totally get it. Brittany, thank you so much for your comments, and I thank you for listening and for holding on, because you were holding on for a while. So thank you so much.
All right.
You have a great day. So we are having a very open discussion about whether or not you are able to be happy for someone else's blessing. And if you are, what do you think is the root of the jealousy? We understand that jealousy is the root. But what do you think is the root of the jealousy that keeps people from being happy when others are blessed? Give us a call. Perhaps you have a testimony on that. Give us a call. 215-263-1039. We'd love to hear from you. Our in-studio producer and off-site producer in the studio right now, Mr. Donovan West, is here. He is helping us have this discussion. So he and I will be right back with more conversation after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Now back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Don't forget, our Be Beautiful Expo is coming up Saturday, March 14th at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. We have general admission tickets available, so if you want more information on that, check out our website, praisephilly.com. I'm Tiffany Bacon. Thank you for hanging out. We have Donovan West in studio this morning, and our question to you, our listening audience, is, do you have trouble celebrating it when somebody else is being blessed? Do you have trouble celebrating somebody else's blessing? If not, what do you think is the root of the jealousy that keeps someone from doing so? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. Let's go to Ronnie calling in from Germantown. Ronnie, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. I've been following the story like everybody else. I think there's a couple of things. It's a feel-good story.
Mm-hmm.
At a time when there's so much chaos going on all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think in terms of what you were saying, I think that for a lot of us, you know, in America who are struggling with you know, very real day-to-day crisis.
Mm-hmm.
While we may be happy for him, particularly in our community, we may be happy because he's an African-American.
Mm-hmm.
It may be sobering for some folks that, you know, hey, look at my situation. And I've been reaching out to, you know, all these different, you know, city agencies or whatever, and I'm not getting any help,
mm-hmm.
or I'm on a waiting list and there's 3,000 people in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that that's the paradox in terms of this particular story.
Mm-hmm.
I also heard someone interestingly mention, and I'm not, you know, trying to be negative or anything, but someone said, here we go once again, you know, the person of another color comes in and rescues a black man.
Mm-hmm.
And why does that always happen? Why is it always somebody who is, you know, who may be in the mold of a Bill Gates or something like that? You know, why does it take somebody like that to do that? My argument was, well, this is only one incident. There are a lot of people of color who do things for people in communities all across this country, and they don't get the kind of recognition that this kid got.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that not to be a valid argument. However, of course, it would make it look that way because he has gotten all this media attention.
Mm.
You know, he's a college student, and he has done, you know, probably what a lot of people, you know, in his persuasion do. I mean, I work with Caucasians, and they like to do that kind of stuff, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm.
So I think it's a double-sided argument. But I think that all in all, I mean, I'm very happy for the gentleman myself because I think mm-hmm. that it's atrocious that he had to walk that much, even though it's a good exercise. But still, that's a lot to put on somebody. And then you're not, you know, it's just mm-hmm. the whole scene was just a lot. So he really deserved and got a blessing. And I'm very happy for him. But I just wanted to say, you know,
yeah.
that I think, you know, it's sobering for a lot of other people who are in crisis. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, a crisis that may be worse than his,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that's all I wanted to say.
All right. And I thank you for saying that. And you know, and I've also heard, and I'm sure, Donovan, you can speak on it as well. I've also heard those arguments. And honestly, especially in this particular case, what does that white man having to save the black man have anything to do with anything right now? How about somebody set up an account and all these anonymous people donated? It's not like the college student gave him $310,000. He just set up an account. He said, you should have a GoFundMe. And he set it up. You know, a lot of folks don't even fool with the internet like that. A lot of older folks, they don't even fool with the internet, let alone even know what GoFundMe is. He set up the GoFundMe. That's all he did. And then told some people. Anybody could have done that.
Right.
So that whole argument, I'm like, let's not even bring that into play. He didn't, quote unquote, save him. He set up the mechanism to save him. And all these other anonymous people made donations, $10, $100, $50, whatever it was.
Well,
you and I could have set that, you know, you and I could have made a donation. So it's all these thousands of people that made donation to something any one of us could have set up on his behalf. So I think that's just a dead argument and just talking to be talking. Let's focus on the point. The point is there are good people in the world who will donate to someone they don't know because of their sheer dedication to stay true to their journey. And I think that's the overall message. And when all these other things start coming into play, I'm like, you're diluting the message and you're missing the point.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. But I will say this in terms of the GoFundMe. Yeah, you're right. Any of us can do that for ourselves. I did it for myself for a music project that I was working on.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the media, and I hate to go there again, but I think the media has slanted it and made it, you know, after all the talk and all the talk shows and all of the, you know, you know what I mean, all the interviews and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it has just become a blurred line thing where this kid went out and did this for this man. But the not so much the stuff to go from me, is that he did this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but Ronnie, I agree with you in terms of there is a message there. That is one of the messages. Obviously, you know, you can look at a picture, right? You can ask 10 people and they'll all walk away with a different interpretation of what they just saw. So exactly. We understand that. And that is one of the messages that we will receive and say, you know what? This message is a message of extremes, by the way. So you have this young white kid who's in college, and then you have this older black man who's in this factory. Okay, mm-hmm. So you got blue collar versus potential for white collar, first mm-hmm. of all, right? Then you have black versus white. So these are extremes. Then you have, you know, your normal kind of situation where you're struggling, and then all of a sudden you're 300 plus thousand richer. Mm-hmm. Then you have this other extreme, which is, you know, you're talking about normally someone doing something for someone, mm-hmm. and that's cool. But now you have a situation where this person was a catalyst that led to someone mm-hmm. getting an exorbitant amount of money mm-hmm. for what was initially just an issue, a mm-hmm. significant issue, but one that probably could have been solved $280,000, dollars ago. Mm-hmm. So you have some extremes there. And GoFundMe, again, is a great example of, multiple people, not mm-hmm. one person. Now, mm-hmm. he may have been the figurehead, because he should be the figurehead. Right, he's the one to set it up. But at the end of the day, you do have thousands of people that contributed towards someone's benefit. Now, those are the people that are celebrating this mm-hmm. man and his dedication to the job, and the fact that, you know, he's a unsung hero, if you mm-hmm. will, in the community. And that's a good thing that we should also take away from that story. Mm-hmm. That's what we're basically saying, is at mm-hmm. the end of the day, GoFundMe is a perfect example of people coming together mm-hmm. To celebrate someone. And as a result of that, there should have been more positivity as opposed to the naysayers.
And that's part of I want to say thank you, Ronnie, because we're going to have to let you go and take some of these other callers. We want to thank you for the call. But that's part of why we are talking about this today, because it's like there's an amazing story. Restoring hope in humanity, restoring hope in the idea of community, and community being even larger because of the internet. So the community isn't just your couple of blocks in your neighborhood. It's now the world, because everyone else can contribute to whatever your cause is. But instead of staying on that, there has to be a, yeah, that's a good story, but why does the but have to even show up? Can we just have, that's a good story, period. Period. So let's move on to the next comment. So, feel free to comment as well. If you are listening and have a comment on this topic today, feel free to reach out to us in the last couple minutes of the show. 215-263-1039. Let's go to Ashley, calling in from Philadelphia. Ashley, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiffany.
Hey, good morning.
I just wanted to make a comment.
Yes, ma'am.
My mom always told me and my siblings to always appreciate someone else's blessing, because mm-hmm. That's how God was mm-hmm. initially blessed you, for being grateful for your brother and sister.
Yes.
And I'm grateful for other people's blessings. I think it's amazing when you see God work in people's lives.
Yeah.
However, Tiffany, to be 100% with you, sometimes I do get frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in certain situations.
Yeah.
For instance, I go to work every day, work super hard for my family, meet my husband. And when I see people that just sit around all day
mm-hmm.
and doing nothing with their life and just having kids and treating their kids horribly,
mm-hmm.
seeing them blessed, it hurts me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that, God, you see me working earnestly. You see me diligently doing what you asked me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And to give people who don't appreciate it or don't appreciate your blessings makes me feel some kind of way.
And you know what? And I totally get that, and I understand, and I have definitely felt that, and can't say that I will never feel that again. But one thing that has curbed that feeling for me mm-hmm. is knowing that while it may seem like a blessing to us, it could actually be a curse to them. and we don't know what their story is. You know what I'm saying? Like, what could seem like it is a blessing. They're being blessed for this, and they don't even know how to act, and they don't even know how to do this, and they're treating people horribly. It may actually be kryptonite to them, but we don't know their story. So sometimes, you know, we got to do what Mom also says, right, and mind your own business, because we don't know what is actually going on in somebody's life. So if you can stay true to what your story is, and knowing that whatever it is you're looking for, in some instances, it's best not to look for it, because that's when it shows up.
Exactly.
It's like the lost key syndrome. Right. You lose your keys and you tear your house up trying to find these keys. But if you just sit still for a minute, mm-hmm, it kind of comes to you where your keys are.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, looking at situations where someone else is being blessed and you're, yeah, I agree that you can have that knee jerk reaction and say, wow, really? Mm-hmm. Did that just happen to them?
Right.
But here's the reality. The reality is that we have to remove ourselves from that sense of entitlement, because mm-hmm, we're doing hard work, because we're, you know, mm-hmm, working earnestly, diligently, you know, with fidelity every day, mm-hmm, night, grinding. I understand. At the end of the day, sometimes that's just it. Mm-hmm. That is it. You know, if we look around the world and take a worldview as opposed to what this idealistic sense of prosperity should be after mm-hmm, we've put in, you know, sown the seeds and all mm-hmm, that other good stuff, I think we'll be in a better place, because the reality is that for some of us, that's just what our life will be, mm-hmm, and be happy that we are working, that right, we are providing, that we are in the grind, as opposed to perhaps being in a position where we may be literally helpless or mm-hmm, without the resources to be able to do those things. Now, that's not a easy pill to swallow, right, not at all. Right. But there are blessings in that in itself, in terms of being in a position to be able to do that. And perhaps that's where it's at, as well as, of course, the way that you're testifying to others, mm-hmm, you know, in terms of how you're living your life. You're, mm-hmm, you're not necessarily, you know, working and then taking a pause and say, well, where is it at? You know, and mm-hmm, then go back to work begrudgingly. But to just stay focused and understand that, you know, you're doing the right thing. That's what's right for you. And if it does cause you at those times, right, when you see others being blessed, to reflect on a moment, say, well, perhaps what am I doing wrong? Mm-hmm. That's good too, by the way. It's good mm-hmm, to take a look, pause, do a checkup on all the things that you are doing. Perhaps you are working too hard and not smart enough, mm-hmm, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Again, that's something that you should be open to, you know, again, in a spirit of continuous improvement,
right,
do some reexamining.
And sometimes, sweetie, your struggle and the way you manage your struggle could really be somebody else's blessing.
Absolutely.
And if you think about it in the larger sense, how you manage your struggle could be someone else's blessing. So just think of it that way. All right.
I agree, because I've heard someone said to me a couple of times that I can be a testimony to them, and not even knowing that,
yep,
I'm being a testimony.
There it is.
And, you know, sometimes it just does become discouraging.
Yeah.
But I do keep my faith, and I do believe that God keeps me, and he does blesses me. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes just in ways I don't want it, but I'm still grateful,
yeah,
for his blessings and his hand. So I completely understand what you guys are saying.
Yeah, you got this, Mama.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much for the phone call.
Thank you. You guys have a blessed day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Janice calling in from Northeast Philadelphia. Janice, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiffany. How are you?
Blessed and highly favored. Thank you.
And breathing on schedule. Yeah, I know that.
Breathing on schedule. You know my phrase.
Yes, hey. I do, baby. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, baby. I want to comment. I listened to everybody's comments, and I'm loving it because everybody got a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my perspective. I'll be 60 this year. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But what it is we get away from what we're supposed to be doing. We shouldn't want to be, you know, patted on the back for every little thing we do.
Mm-hmm.
We should be doing things, waiting for God, knowing God's going to be there. If your faith is strong, or if you're trying, a little mustard seed of faith,
mm-hmm,
God is definitely going to be, he's in the midst already. He just want to see how you react to things. You can't give people everything, because to whom much is given, much is required.
Truth.
And a lot of people sit down, they have the blessings, like they might be a singer or something, but they, every time you look around, they want you to pay them to do this, pay them to do that. So you got to look at it. He's going to bless the just, but he's taking and stored up the wealth for the wicked. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
For the just. The people with the wicked people are going to, that's going to be transferred over to the just. And to me, I feel like I'm waiting for the just, because I've done some things wrong and I've done some things right.
Mm-hmm.
But God is still blessing me. So whatever circumstance I'm in, I got to be grateful whatever situation come my way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm Amen. Dealing with a situation now. But like I said, I just prayed about it. So I'm going to leave it right there and let God work it out. Because the first thing the enemy want me to do is react and go try to fix it myself. I can't fix it.
Mm-hmm. That's
I
true.
Have to do it. So by me knowing that, that's why I'm standing still. But you got young people that don't understand that, because I've been through some stuff and I know God has brought me out, even mm-hmm. in my sins. So I'm grateful for that.
Amen.
And I'm not jealous of nobody, because guess what? The same God that blessed them, he can bless me. He's going to bless me too. Not can, he's going to.
Mm-hmm.
If I stay true and be faithful. Now, you got to do some work. There's labor in the vineyard.
Got
to do
true.
Some work. See, people want things and they don't want to do the work.
That's right. All right, Janice, I got to cut you there. I want to get one more caller on.
All right, baby, you have a blessed one.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Bye. Let's go to Bobby calling in from Atlantic City, New Jersey. Bobby, good morning. You're live on the air.
Greetings, sister. Greetings. How's everybody doing this morning?
All right. Breathing on schedule.
Amen. Listen, the first thing we have to do, because everybody's had so many very good comments, but Proverbs 16:1-3 talks about the heart. When the people get a chance, take a good read on that.
Yes.
The other thing would be, we must understand one thing, that there's two different types of blessings.
Mm-hmm.
There's the blessings of the Lord, there's the blessings of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened to the one sister talk about someone who may have received the blessing and they live a particular way. But the other sister spoke so eloquently when she said that person may live a certain way, but that blessing may help her children. It mm-hmm. may help someone else. When I was in Africa and had a chance to preach the word, I saw children that were born into a situation where they didn't ask that,
mm-hmm.
but they educated themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have received a blessing in a later function of your life, know that there are things that you must do with that. But if you're not rooted in the word, you're going to be silly with that money.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a sister talk about she received quite a bit of money and she was foolish with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at the end of the day, this program is based upon living in the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yep.
This is the biblical. So we must understand that when Paul said, walk by the same rule and mind the same thing, that meant we have to follow what Jesus said. We can't worship with our mouths and hearts and go opposite.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So at the end of the day, and I know I'm the last call, and I thank you. I thank the Lord for letting me come through.
Amen.
We must have understanding in what we do. When the scriptures say, honor thy mother and thy father, so thy days be long upon this earth, he was talking about how you're going to live when you become an adult. If your parents told you to go to school and educate yourself and you didn't, and now you're an adult and your blessings are minimal, you'll chase the lottery. And that's the lust of money is the root of all evil. Now, you might get that blessing, think you have something, and then here comes the problems because you did not do what you should have done. So, you know, at the end of the day, we must just follow what the Lord told us to follow, which is the scriptures,
mm-hmm.
and then appreciate shows like yours that can give us guidance in many different ways.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bobby. I really appreciate you, A, listening, and B, giving us that wonderful comment.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you and have a great day. Well, that's it for our show today. Donovan, final thought in 15 seconds.
Hey, listen, I just want to give a celebratory shout out to people like Quincy Harris, Marcus Allen, Tiffany Standard, Bridget Daniel, Joel Austin, Herb Luss, Fayette Kopic, and of course, last but not least, Tiffany Bacon and all that you're doing in terms of, you know, the theater. You're making trails and I really am happy to be in your presence.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I celebrate all the people that you've named as well. I know most of them and they're all doing amazing things. So much love to you, Donovan West.
Thank you so much
for being a part of the show this morning. And also our in-studio producer, Larry. Thank you for all that you do. Stick around. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. See you next time.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.